We are backstage live at Coachella. I'm Megan Holliday. I'm here with Michelle Zahner of Japanese Breakfast. How's it going?
Great.
Good to see you.
Good to see
and
you.
Your makeup looks amazing. Your
Thank
outfit
you.
Is on point. How are you feeling about performing for your second time at Coachella?
Yeah, I feel a lot chiller than I did the first time. My goal today is just to have fun.
Absolutely. I know, because sometimes we can get so caught up in our heads of just worrying about things, and you just go, everyone's here to just have a good time.
Yeah, I feel like the past year has been really high pressure and wanting to put on like a really good show, and now I just feel like the band is in a position where that's just going to happen, and I'm ready to just enjoy myself.
Absolutely. So you feel like you're dialed in kind of after not playing for a while.
Yeah, we had rehearsal yesterday, and it was sounding really good, and you know, the Coachella festival sets are always a little bit shorter for bands like us, so I feel really good about the bangers we have in store.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited to watch you guys today for the first time ever. And I know that you're a big fan of the catering here at Coachella. Yeah. Have you checked it out yet?
Yeah, I was like lined up at noon, like ready for them to open the gate. Yeah, it was pretty good. I have to not eat like too much before I perform, but dinner time I'm gonna be going ham.
Go ham. Yeah. Absolutely. I went there for the first time yesterday and it was amazing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They have everything that
yeah,
you can think
like
of.
Yeah, they have like 10 different types of iced tea.
I know.
Yeah.
And I had some like vegan ice cream that
oh,
was
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
It was
Craig's.
So good. Yeah,
it's called
you even
Craig.
Know. Oh my God.
Oh, it's just because our drummer's name is Craig. Okay. And I was like, it's your ice cream, but I never even said it to him.
Oh my God, that's
but
awesome.
But I remembered that's what it was called. Yeah.
I feel like you are probably one of the busiest people in the entire world. You have a best selling memoir, Crying in H Mart, and you're writing the screenplay because it's going to be turned into a freaking movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that must just feel so cool, so good.
Yeah, it feels great. I kind of just set about making this album and this book 3 years ago, and I just assumed at least one of my projects would fail, and both of them are doing really well. So it's like kind of like you plant a bunch of seeds and expect half the crop to die, and then they're all like sprouting at the same time. So I'm very, very grateful that that's what happened. I did not know it was going to turn out this way.
Oh my God, it's so amazing. I mean, you've had such an incredible year. Do you have any highlights or anything that happened at the Grammys that was kind of fun?
I got my picture with BTS, which was really cool. The internet was really excited about that. My aunt was very excited about it. I just had a great time. I think that the thing that people don't tell you about the Grammys is it's like, I mean, everyone tells you it's a major career highlight, but it was fun just seeing all of my friends and family like send old photos of us like playing in house shows and, you know, doing much smaller gigs and to just like reflect on your work as an artist. And I just had such an outpouring of love from friends and people I've worked with in the past that like it was, you know, even just being nominated and having all of your friends and family recognize that how much that means to you was really special.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I am just so incredibly happy for you. And
Thank you. And
I can't wait to see, you know, how this movie's going to end up, you know, like who's going to play you and how all that's going to go. So I'm excited to watch you today. Thank you so much, Michelle, for
Thanks
taking the
for
time
having
to chat.
Me.
Japanese Breakfast. Mojave.
Yeah, Mojave at 4:40.
Be there. Thanks for watching. I'm Megan Holliday. It's K-Rock.